Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Have you ever met a practical atheist? He's a person who may claim to believe in God, but lives as though he doesn't exist. He may go to church, sing in the choir, even teach a class, but Monday through Saturday are days that he directs by himself, for himself. The minister may warn against this. He may hear sermons that clearly state the results of such a life, but it's no use. Really, he's his own God. That's the picture in this passage. Wisdom asks, how long will you continue in the folly? But they continue to ignore the pleading and reproof and act as though the warnings are false alarms. They continue in their lifestyle, whether it be sinful pleasures, slothful indulgence, or intellectual superiority to the Word of God. They ignore the truth of the warnings of God, and they consider not in their hearts that I remember all their wickedness. Now their own doings have beset them about. They are before my face. Solomon himself spoke of this in the book of Ecclesiastes. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Now there are three classes of people in this passage. The first mentioned are the simple ones. They are people who are easily influenced, either for good or ill. In the last few years, we have witnessed the spectacle of thousands of young men and women lured into false religions. Other thousands have fallen for the false promises of the drug culture, and yet other thousands have turned to Christ. The second group are the scorners, who pride themselves in their own intellectual achievements and mock that which is holy and good. These are proud, arrogant men who lead the simple ones astray. The psalmist speaks of these. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privately. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. They pride themselves in the fact that they do not need God. And they even look down at those who do, as people needing a crutch. The need for Christ is a sign of weakness that is to be shunned by the intelligent men. Now the last group are the fools who hate knowledge. Obviously, a person who hates knowledge is a fool. Knowledge makes one wise, but the greatest wisdom is the Word of God, which is able to make you wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. A friend of mine told of a sailor who had recently come to Christ. He was standing on deck reviewing some scripture memory verses he had written on some small cards. A guy came up and asked, "What are you looking at? Dirty pictures?" It just so happened that the scripture passage he was reviewing was John chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. The sailor smiled, handed the card to the guy, and said, "Yeah, isn't that the dirtiest picture you've ever seen?" The passage says, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." That's the problem, sin. The solution? Isaiah put his finger on it. "Hear the word of the Lord, you scornful men." The scriptures, believed and applied, are the answer to the needs of these three groups who are headed for destruction.